Hey folks, it is the Big City Slams podcast back after a week hiatus, and I'm sorry about that. I was out of town. I was out in New York City in Canada for the week.
No pictures of Spider-Man.
It was funny though, because the first thing I saw when I walked into Times Square, it was like fake, dude. So my flight was delayed in Chicago for like over 8 hours, and so I got into New York City at like 12 o'clock midnight. So we decided that we were going to drive down into Manhattan, and surprisingly it was really, really quiet on Fifth Ave. And so we parked the car on Fifth Ave and we walked over to Times Square, and what's the first thing I see on one of the big billboards? I see the New Day sitting there right on a fucking billboard.
Did you get a picture of it?
No, I didn't have any. My phone was dead because I just got off the plane. Pad was in my bag. I left it in the car. So, but the New Day have shoes now, official shoes from Vans or Converse, one of the two, and so does Sasha Banks, and,
New Day shoes, huh?
Yeah. I think we can look them up. Let's have a look. I'm going to pull it up, Jamie. So, New Day shoes. We need to, when we start doing a video feed to our podcast as well, this is going to be so much easier. All right, let's have a look. Fila is who's doing it. They have two pairs of sneakers, and it's funny, it's the two people that I mentioned that run the billboard. New Day and Sasha Banks. And this was back in April that they released them. Still running, dude. And Fila.
I think they're $160.
They're $160. That's right. They're fucking expensive shoes. But let's have a look at them to see what they look like. They have New Day underwear, too.
Wow.
There's only one picture of the shoe, but it has the New Day on the logo on the back, in the background. And it's pink, white, and blue. Like, I'm a big New Day fan. My dog wears a New Day collar. So, but yeah, speaking of by the way, I'm here as always with my co-host, Tyler the Oracle.
I'll just sit in the background and let you vent.
Well, I just got done watching the reunion of Raw, and yeah, it is Tuesday, it is Wednesday. But I watched it on Hulu because I can't fucking sit through 3 hours of Raw every week. It's dumb. And all the legend sections that I happen to miss, I just looked up on YouTube. And so I have to agree with Enzo on this one. I thought it was cringy as shit. And there was no women's wrestling matches if you noticed, unless you count Kelly and, I can't remember who else won. Oh, yeah, Alundra Blaze winning the, 24/7 title. There was no women's wrestling at all on the entire card. But yeah, it just felt like a normal episode of Raw that just so happened to have all these people on it. Like, and none of them did any wrestling. None of them. Except Mick Foley, who took the mandible claw, which is what I'm hearing Bray's going to be using as his new finisher. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Maybe he just did it because he did it to Foley, which is, you know, is smart if he's going to do that alter ego, because now he can go back and say, I'm sorry, Mick Foley. I really didn't mean to do that, you know. I was just upset. Like that. But that Fiend character is fucking scary. I feel like they could do a bit better on the lighting and the screams and shit like that for that background music, but like, he's coming along good, and, Finn needs to put him over, and, that's just how that's gonna go, and, you could have a brand new star out of him, man. It could be a good reinvention if you just let him do what he needs to do. And make sure that he goes over. Because he's already over his shit. And he's probably going to be a super babyface soon. So. But that being said, I always I was really excited for Raw, but I was really disappointed.
Only two big, well, four big missing names, and one of them under contract with someone else: Jim Ross, Bret Hart, Undertaker, and The Rock. And they would have had essentially almost everybody they needed.
And Billy Gunn.
So he was also under contract with AEW. But I guess technically, if you want to talk about a Raw reunion, Goldust.
Yeah, Goldust was in there.
A very pivotal part.
They didn't even fucking mention him, dude. He's gone. Why would you? He's gone. Yeah, they shouldn't. But,
That's the crazy thing.
Just thought it was...
why would WWE even think about inviting Jim Ross? Something had to have been up.
Well, if they invited Jim Ross, something tells me they did invite, like, Billy Gunn. And, like, because it's a decent
They don't
thing.
Need Billy Gunn. Jim Ross, maybe. They had a bunch of guest commentators on there, so I bet he would have just came out and probably called one match, like Christian did. And...
yeah.
Is that
What's
just...
What's funny is apparently they were really close to the, Fast and Furious 9 film set. John Cena could made it, but there was no sign of The Rock.
It's in Florida, too.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. Well, yeah, I lost my train of thought. You bastard.
Well, Hulk Hogan was there.
Oh, that was it. So, was it a little weird that they cut to Hogan and then cut to Booker T?
If you noticed when Hulk Hogan had his entrance at the end.
That's gotten around. That's gotten around. Everyone's seen that.
Mark Henry didn't react at all and put his head down.
Yeah, and on top of that, the look Booker T gave to Flair and Hogan.
Yeah.
That's humorous, man.
Who are two of the... if you're going to be mad at Hulk, you got to be mad at Flair. Like, just listen to Teddy Long Shoots.
That's why you don't meet your heroes, man.
Yeah. That's why I didn't try.
Hold on, brother. Terry Bollea is a racist, not Hulk Hogan.
Terry Bollea does not have a 10-inch penis. But yeah. So in my opinion, that Raw reunion was what I would call disappointing. Disappointing, to say the least. And, you know, it's just ever more reason that I'm looking forward to...
I felt bad, dude, because I popped for when, like, The Godfather came out, right? But yeah. The poor guy could barely hobble on over to... I don't remember who the interviewer was.
Can he even say hoes anymore?
They got away with it, but luckily that was an all-adult crowd who knew who he was, so that didn't fall flat. But... he didn't say it at all.
Mm-mm.
He said, go ride the... And then, you know how that works. Which is how DX gets away with saying, suck it now. Because it ain't them saying it, it's the crowd. Because sometimes the crowd can say, holy shit, they won't even believe it. Because you can't help the reactions of a live crowd.
Yep. I love a hot crowd. And so... which, that crowd was... okay, you know. But, like, let's talk about Seth Rollins real quick, because I'm really getting tired of him as a fucking babyface. And I agree with Solomon still when he says that every week he does stupid shit that makes you not like him. If you didn't hear what he said at the quarterly conference call about Moxley, for someone who is not, quote-unquote, not bothered by him leaving WWE... he definitely acts as if he's bothered by Moxley leaving WWE. He said in a conference call that he's taking food off my dinner table.
I see what he's getting at.
I don't, because Moxley and Jericho, because they both left, they're now offering fucking huge long-term contracts.
Jericho's like all the WWE guys, and some of them were smart enough, should thank me.
Yeah.
Because I signed, WWE's offering huge contracts for 5 years guaranteed big money. You're welcome.
Exactly. So no, he's not taking food off your table, Seth. Come on.
He's actually, if you think about it, it's better for the wrestling business.
Let's just compare.
If you like wrestling, not just WWE...
Let's compare him to Roman. Has Roman said anything like that about Moxley? No.
I'm starting to respect and like Roman a lot more than Seth.
I think Roman's a good locker room leader compared to Seth.
I think he's old
Seth
school.
Seth just says just stupid
fucking shit.
I think
Roman's old school and he just shuts his mouth and does what he's told. And ain't his fault. He's been booked OP.
I think you should turn on Seth.
I don't think anyone's going to boo him either.
Or I think he should turn on Seth, have a little heel run, because right now he ain't doing shit. He's having fun in the mid-card, really.
Which is good. That's where you should be.
For now.
Not saying that's where you
belong.
But
I feel like if you're going to hand Seth the belt back, you need Roman to turn heel.
But you also...
Just once, and then you can turn him back.
In my opinion, you need rotation with your main event scene. So there's nothing wrong with keeping Roman on TV every week.
If they're going to keep it up... Oh, my bad.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I forgot already. Go ahead.
I think if they're going to keep the Brock on belt, dude, Braun probably needs to go over Samoa Joe.
Joe's far gone. They booked him to... It's done. He's the new Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, which is a shame.
Because he talks like he can kill everybody on the roster, and he loses like a jobber.
What about Braun?
He's getting there, too.
I know.
And he looks like someone who can whoop somebody, including Brock.
Yeah, that's why I feel like he needs to go over.
Put those two in the Broctagon.
I just got a feeling that they're trying to hand it to Corbin soon. And it's going to happen. Because it's Vince. Like, and we're going to have another Maharaja style. That's what I like to call it now. When you just hand the fucking belt to people who definitely don't fit the belt part. Right?
Well, at least the gender run made them money.
Yeah, it's made more money than Seth.
Yeah, the gender run actually.
Seth's kind of having an Eddie run.
And I actually kind of enjoyed the gender run only in the sense of.
The memes?
You were. The memes. Just how funny it was in general seeing that dude as WWE champion.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it should have been Shinsuke, but.
Yeah, it should have been Shinsuke, and he's another one that fucked off.
And when they did that show, I think it was in Manchester, and AJ took the belt off, and that drew like over 3 million people. Should look that up.
Yeah.
That's what the Raw reunion drew. It was a little above 3 million all 3 hours. So good for them, I guess.
It's just their product's boring, repetitive, boring, predictable, and not exciting. It's everything wrestling should not be. And another thing, news story that came out this week is apparently they're having trouble selling tickets at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, to Raw and SmackDown. Well, apparently Raw's going to be a...
What the fuck do you expect? Your shows are consistently shit and have been at least for the last year.
From what I understand, they were hoping for that 15 to 30 minute sellout.
My,
they were pissed All Elite. It wasn't All Elite, it was the Ring of Honor show, wasn't it?
The New Japan and Ring of Honor show, yeah.
That's the only show that's been in the Garden besides
that's right.
That planned AAA one, right?
That's
There's
right.
There's a AAA one coming up.
Yeah, and that's going to... A lot of Mexicans are going to go there, dude.
That's not good for Vince.
That's not good for Vince.
It's good for wrestling. It's really good for wrestling, but it's not good for Vince.
Like Solomon Monster said, dude, they're just fuck buddies now. Vince doesn't have a relationship with Madison Square Garden. He likes the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. That's his place. You know? That's where they go now. Every time they're in New York City, they go to the Barclays now. Out in Brooklyn. Like, every time. I mean, they go to the Nassau, still, out in Long Island.
Yes.
But, it's not looking good for them as far as attendance is going, and that's really fucking bad. And it just goes to show, especially with this Raw reunion, how little star power they have on that roster.
I wish I remembered which DVD it was, because I had a lot of D-Gusting DVDs as a kid I wish I was able to keep. And Triple H was talking about how they were getting their ass kicked on ratings, but the only difference was we were having bigger house shows.
That's right.
More people were coming to our TV taping, so we were winning the people over. in the towns, which in theory is what matters the most, because WCW, which as you know, we're giving out tickets for free.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spent $20 on that Raw show and it almost didn't feel like worth going.
It was up there with some of the worst $20 that I've ever spent on my in my life. And that I've been gypped on a lot of 20 bags. Yeah, dude, and it felt like I got a gypped 20 bag when I went to that Raw, dude. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
But that's a whole nother...
I'm talking about weed for all you people that think I'm some sort of druggie, so fuck you. Yeah.
That's a whole nother can of worms, at least that Raw show, but...
Yeah. Speaking of weed, RVD was there.
Yeah, they made a weed joke.
Yeah.
I think it was the first weed joke in WWE since The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And was that the last time The Rock came to a Raw? When he went up to that dude dressed as Hulk Hogan in the crowd?
I want to say so. I can't remember last time.
We got some good weed in Miami.
I think it's illegal in Miami.
It's very illegal in Florida. That's why I will never go there. I think I've made a vow to myself that I won't go to Florida until my kids want to go to Disneyland, and I don't have kids.
Yeah, you don't even have kids.
Yeah, dude, fuck that. I might. The only reason I go down there now is to go to that Harry Potter shit and the fucking Star Wars place.
Oh, which I hear is terrible, and that's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother day.
Yeah.
The Galaxy's Edge, oh, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, when I was out in New York,
the animatronics are amazing.
Yeah.
That's the only, like, thing worth seeing is how well they're doing with robots.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I was in New York and in Times Square, it was fucking empty, so I did a little research on some of the buildings there, and I wanted to find out where WWF New York was. And for those of you who don't know, it is the Hard Rock Cafe now in Times Square. So if you want to go to where the old WWF New York was, and where they had a lot of TV tapings there, that's where it was. So, but, what did you think about the whole 24/7 handoffs? Pat Patterson winning it.
It just kind of buried Drake, but it was a cool moment, I guess. But the poor guy's 78 and can't do anything. Pat Patterson's a mixed bag, man. What Roddy Piper said, I don't see why Roddy would lie, but that's a whole other thing. And who was after Pat? That's a whole other thing. I know. We'll get into that.
Jerry Briscoe.
We'll play that audio clip one day. Then you had. So I guess it was cool. They had what were they called? The Stooges.
Yeah.
That was a Vince Russo idea. I didn't know that. They used to come out to Real American during the wars, which is hilarious. And after that was Alondra Blaze. I want to say.
It was Kelly Kelly.
Kelly Kelly.
And then. Melina? Melina, and then Alondra Blaze took it from Melina, and then Alondra Blaze sold it to Ted DiBiase.
Kelly Kelly's really, really good looking and all, man. But yeah, I'm so glad the women of today are wrestlers.
I agree. That's why I was almost pissed off that they didn't have any women's matches, because they put on good matches, honestly. And
it was a Raw reunion, there was no Trisha Lita. Come to think of it.
Trish is supposed to be training for SummerSlam.
To verse Charlotte, which is a damn good idea.
That is a very good idea.
Charlotte doesn't need the rub, but, like, why not?
Yeah, they don't.
You're going to find out that Canada is Flair country. Woo! We're getting ready for that line? Because it's coming. That's going to be a damn good match. I'm looking forward to that, honestly.
Yeah, are you looking forward to the Natalia Becky match?
I fucking told you we're gonna get that. I told you it was gonna be Bayley and Ember Moon.
I wonder how much tickets are to SummerSlam this year. It's in Toronto.
I know. That's why Natalia is gonna lose.
Yeah, and that's another thing I'm getting kind of.
They should do a screw job. If you want to turn Becky heel. Have her trap her in the disarmer.
That's so dumb. That's really dumb.
That's why they'll do it. I can see it from a mile away. Vince ain't gonna pass that opportunity because they both use submissions.
Yeah, so Raw to me was kind of disappointing, not that entertaining, and pretty much just the same old shit with a bunch of old dudes. And so
we're kind of going backwards here because we need to briefly talk about the Fyter Fest card.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get into it before he left from New York, but he had to fucking play golf and sleep a lot. So.
Sounds like me.
Priorities, because so, fuck wrestling. I'm just joshing. I didn't record the podcast I was supposed to while he was gone, so I'm even lazier, if not more. Did you watch Best Friends versus SoCal Uncensored versus Private Party?
Yes.
This went on 16 minutes.
Yeah, we watched it together.
Did we?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
Did SoCal Uncensored win?
I thought it was Private Party that won.
Do you got?
Oh, it was Best Friends that won.
Best Friends.
Best Friends. Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta, which is kind of cool. I like Trent Beretta. I remember when he debuted in the Dude Busters.
Yeah.
In ECW. Forgot who the other guy was.
I can tell you. Can tell you off the top of my head.
And then we had Ali defeating Leva Bates. I don't like the way that's.
That's the pre-show.
Yep. Michael Nakazawa defeated Jabali. I'm on the right one, Fyter Fest. Yeah, that.
No, this is Fight for the Fallen. Fight for the Fallen. Dude, that's what we need to do.
I'm reading Fyter Fest.
Fyter Fest we already reviewed.
Oh, we're doing
that's why. Fest. Sorry about that, folks. I might have to cut that part out.
Oh, dude, did I fuck that whole thing up?
Yeah, you need to do Fight for the Fallen, dude. I'm sorry, dude. We both took two big fat dabs, and so we're doing this, you know, we're doing this podcast under the influence, quote-unquote.
Can you get demonetized for that?
No. My sponsors are contracted to this podcast. Speaking of which, this is a good time to plug my sponsor. I just want to give a good, quick shout-out to the good folks at Anchor. Anchor is the number one place that you can start your own podcast from anywhere in the world on any device. You can record, publish, and get sponsored all in one place. It's very easy, no expensive equipment to buy. No hassle on the switchboard, nothing like that. It does everything for you. All you got to do is go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and download that app right onto whatever device you're using. And or if you don't have access to both of those markets, which is, I pity you, really. But you go to anchor.fm. And so, yeah, thanks to the good folks out at Anchor for sponsoring this show. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. And so, yeah, let's keep on with our review of Fight for the Fallen. And do you have the card?
Sonny Kiss defeated Peter Avalon with Leva Bates.
I can live with that.
I honestly hate the librarians more than... I don't even really hate Sonny Kiss.
I don't hate Sonny Kiss at all.
I don't like him or dislike him. I just don't see the point.
Yeah.
But I don't see the librarians.
That's so WWE.
Bay Priestley and Shoko Nakajima defeated Britt Baker, DMD, and Riho, which went on 15 minutes. So they're giving women time.
Yeah, which they should.
So
they need some exposure because that women's roster is sort of thin, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yes, it was. We have the real star of the whole show, MJF, Sammy Guevara, and Sean Spears defeat Darby Allin, Jimmy Havoc, and Joey Jelly Janela.
Yeah, dude, that was a good match.
I liked it. Told a good story.
Yeah.
Especially because Spears and MJF hated each other.
Yeah.
As they should.
What do you think of Tully Blanchard being his manager?
Well, that wasn't shown on this show.
No, at least shown off.
At least during the match. But I like it. It's good to play off the Rhodes Four Horsemen history.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe. I don't remember who said this. They could have, what, Arn Anderson?
Yeah, they should have Arn in that company now that he's gone from WWE.
Yeah, Arn Anderson could.
Didn't he get fired because of Alicia Fox?
Yeah, because he let her wrestle junk, even though apparently she always acts like a detard. And she's a legend.
She's on a legends contract now. She's going to be a Hall of Famer soon. I almost lay money on it. Yeah.
It's because she's hot?
I don't know
she
what.
She can't wrestle.
She's on a Legends contract.
That's terrible.
So
she was out there beer bashing with Stone Cold and everybody.
She's so good looking, though, I gotta say.
Dan likes Alicia Fox.
Yep, I like the older ladies.
He likes Alicia Fox.
Yeah. But,
it was good that Sean Spears got the win over Darby Allin.
Yeah, and,
beat the guy Cody couldn't, was the story that was told, so. An actual wrestling story.
Yeah, Sean's, I think Sean can go places. He's impressing me so far. Someone that I didn't think was that impressive when he signed. Yeah.
Yeah, and I said this, and the people in the Newt podcast, which I guess you can go watch wherever Dave put it up, I don't know. That was, as his shirt said, the chairman. I was like, oh, the gimmick chairman? The gimmick chairman?
The
don't
gimmick.
Worry, they don't hate each other, guys. It's okay. But we're gonna pay $50 for the pay-per-view next time they fight.
Yeah.
So I had to point that out. And then we move on to a match that shouldn't have been over 5 minutes, but it was 11. Brandi Rhodes with Awesome Kong defeated Ali. It was Impact all over again. It felt like a Divas match, and that's not Ali's fault.
A Knockouts match?
When Brandi was in Impact?
Yeah.
It was terrible. She made it feel like a Divas match. And the Knockouts were the ones actually having the Women's Revolution before WWE. That's common knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of Awesome Kong going out there and ripping Ali to shreds, which is what should have happened, they had Brandi Rhodes out there wrestling.
Yeah.
I think that really wraps that up.
I think they pissed away the whole Nyla Rose, Awesome Kong already.
The Dark Order... Yeah, I'm already over that match.
Now she's she had to face off with that Nia Kong or
that's right. I did skip over that. I am wrong for that. Aja Kong came out.
Yeah.
So it's looking like they could be building towards a tag match with Aja, Ali, Kong, and Brandi. Which
Aja Kong
again doesn't sound that appealing because Brandy's involved. I'm not gonna lie to you, but Awesome Kong and
why
Aja
is
Kong,
she wrestling? Because she can.
That's a lot of giants. You got three big ones. You got Nyla Rose. Almost said Nyla Jackson. Nyla Rose, Awesome Kong, and Asia Kong.
That is so funny, dude. I was in... we're going a little bit off topic, and this is sort of an inside joke, and it's not meant to offend anybody. But when I was in Toronto getting drunk, I asked the bartender, because I was drunk, where I could take a Nia Jax. And he just looked at me. He's like, what? And I'm like, where's... Like, where do I take Nia Jax to? What's the facilities?
I'm glad you... Yeah, it's funny.
It's really funny, dude. Like,
I say that all the time. Like,
I'm going to go take Nia Jax.
Are you done?
Yeah.
The Dark Order defeated Angelico and Evans and a boy and his dinosaur with Marco Stunt.
I do think the
wrong team. It felt like a very WWE move.
I feel like Luchasaurus is like Kane.
You had the most boring, unimaginative team win the match.
Who? Who won that match?
The Dark Order.
The Dark Order?
It should have been a boy and his dinosaur.
Yeah, it should have been, dude. Luchasaurus is fucking great. Angelico I don't give a fuck
Jack
what
Evans.
Cornette says about that, dude.
Angelico and Jack Evans could have even won the match and pinned someone in the Dark Order. The Dark Order is dumb. It looks boring. It looks stupid.
It looks really boring. It looks like an entire team of Sons of Havoc clones, dude. Every time I see him, I see Son of Havoc from Lucha Underground.
They look like guys that like to be chained and whipped.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's not going to draw a fucking dime, is what I'm saying.
It's dumb, and there's a lot of people in that group, so hopefully they allow a Roman Reigns-like babyface to just wipe them all off the face of the earth. Angelico and Jack Evans is another great team, but I feel like Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus should be the first team to be champions if it's not the Lucha Bros.
Yeah.
Adam Page defeated Kip Sabian. Which
in
took
like 25 minutes, isn't
19
it?
19 minutes.
Jesus fucking Christ,
someone
dude,
like Kip Sabian should not be able to take the fight to Adam Page. That match should have been over in like 10 minutes. I would have gave that match 10 minutes. That's nothing against Kip Sabian, but who the fuck are you?
Yeah, and you're facing the number one contender.
number one contender should have whooped your ass to send the message to Chris Jericho. Because Chris Jericho should be able to whoop Kip Sabian's ass in 5 minutes. Because it's Chris Jericho, baby. And then I believe Chris Jericho came out dressed as a member of the Dark Order and attacked Adam Page.
Yeah.
Gave him that shiner, which is good imagery. Do you think Jericho should have came out on Twitter? I didn't mean to hit him like that. It was an accident. I didn't mean for my
elbow. He's not really hurt. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I didn't mean for my elbow to connect. He actually did a podcast with, I think it was Sirius, and talked about how, you know, in wrestling, like, shit happens. You know.
It's not ballet.
He basically was like, Sean Spears ran with it and did the right thing. Look what he came out with that t-shirt.
It wasn't Sean Spears' fault. It was fucking Nick and
the glorified
the fucking Young Bucks coming out and saying, "Oh, it wasn't supposed to happen that way. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. We don't know what happened."
I feel like them being executive vice presidents is just another way of saying glorified creative team.
Yeah. I mean, it's all elite wrestling, so I mean, it does make sense that they are in management there, but unnecessary, really, that you need to come out and say that.
That's
bullshit.
The only thing they've done that really pissed me off, besides the couple pre-shows. Those didn't really piss me off. Those just kind of put a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, yeah, dude, they called their pre-shows the buy-in. No, it doesn't make me want to buy your fucking...
what you're selling, buddy.
Thank God the last two pay-per-views have been free, because I wouldn't have bought them.
Here's a main event match for you. The Lucha Brothers defeated SoCal Uncensored.
Yeah, that was a good match, too. Christopher Daniels can still fucking go, dude. I'm really glad he didn't retire.
He was going to.
I know he was.
Probably common knowledge as well, but he was going to retire. But All Elite came knocking on the door, and SoCal answered.
Does he ever wrestle in WWE?
I think way back in the day in our development deal, maybe.
He wrestled in Ring of Honor forever, dude. I mean, Impact as well.
I don't think he ever has.
For WWE? Good for him. He didn't need it, obviously.
He's wrestled in ECW. He wrestled in WCW. He did wrestle in WWF. He had a developmental contract trained at the Dory Funk. Funkin' Dojo. Made his WWF debut in 1998, losing to Mick Tierney. Went on to be a jobber on Sunday Night Heat and Shotgun Saturday Night. He also appeared in WWE as one of the Los Conquistadors alongside Aaron Aguilera, where they competed in the APA's Barroom Brawl. He also made several appearances on WWF Jack during the spring of 2001. A single loss to Jerry Lynn. Moved on to WCW, and I'm not going to go into his whole fucking career.
Yeah, he can still go. And who else is in SoCal?
I believe, he didn't even wrestle in this match. It was Kazarian and Scorpio Sky.
I know, dude. I'm just glad.
Scorpio Sky's great.
He's still around, dude.
They're a great trio. That's what's great about them being a trio is Gangnam doesn't have to wrestle every single time.
I know, dude. He's just so good, dude. I'm glad that he's decided to stick around a little bit.
Because he's got some sense and he's going to put over whoever he can. Unlike the legends at Raw Reunion.
Yeah.
Who Daniels is about some of their age. And then the next match, Kenny Omega defeated Seema. I don't know who Seema is.
No, so the right person won. How long was the match?
He debuted in 97, so he's been around for a while. Yeah. It was 22 minutes.
So Kenny Omega wrestled for 22 minutes to a virtual unknown.
I understand that's his art, but I'm like, dude, you're Kenny Omega. He's part of that OBE.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently this gentleman has wrestled on Friday Night SmackDown, where he wrestled a dark match against Jamie Noble in a losing effort.
Christopher Daniels?
Seema.
Seema? Jesus, that had to be a while ago.
This was in 2009. It was a good match. It felt a little way too long. A lot of these matches went really long. Like 5-10 minutes longer than they should have. And then the main event, the Bucks of Youth defeated the Brotherhood in a 30-minute match.
Yeah, which I think is probably the best thing to do because they're also number one contenders for the tag belt, aren't they?
Again, I felt like 20 minutes would have been fine. 25 maybe. And I think the Brotherhood really proved that the Bucks aren't the best at wrestling an old school pro wrestling match.
That's right.
And they need bells and whistles and a super kick party. I think they're a great team and they can do some phenomenal moves, but they need to pace themselves.
Yeah, they do.
I'd say it was one of the best Young Bucks matches I've ever seen on television. Get out of your ass.
Yeah, I mean, Cody and Dustin do they're a good team together. I feel like they were a good team in WWE. They just like
I saw them in a cage match against the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, you did.
In a very, very, very poorly done cage match, where Cody nearly killed himself because he knew the match was shit and he wanted to make up for it. So Cody will always have my respect for that.
Yeah, dude. But like, I'm glad to see Dustin out there as well. Honestly, this pay per view was okay. It didn't excite me too much, but like
I like the three on three with MJF. I like seeing a boy and his dinosaur.
I like that team, dude. That's one thing I disagree with Cornette about, is that I really do like that team. The Luchasaurus, dude, he's like Kane. He reminds me so much of Kane, dude.
Cornette said the Luchasaurus is like could be their Undertaker, especially because a lot of their wrestlers are really small. Anyway, it's not like Undertaker's 7 foot and these guys are 6'4", 6'5". Most of these guys are like 5'8", 6 foot, and this dude's like 6'6".
Yeah.
So that's someone I'd push. Same thing with Jungle Boy. There's a sympathetic baby face for you.
Yeah.
I love the Lucha Bros.
Lucha Bros are great. They're fucking great.
Pentagon's a future world champion.
Oh, by far.
I don't see how he couldn't be.
That fucking arm breaker is deadly.
Does he have another finisher besides that?
Wrestling? I mean,
because I'm just more familiar with his Lucha Underground work and then a lot of the matches I've seen on
YouTube. I can't remember what else he used in Lucha Underground.
Man, I hope we get to see him wrestle in Defy at some point. If we're ever in Seattle at the time.
We better make it pretty soon here.
What are you getting at?
They signed exclusive.
Yeah, they did. That's right.
So,
well, they can still go there. Are their matches televised?
Defies? No. They were a month ago because New Japan was there. That was one of New Japan's U.S. shows on the West Coast. Is that Defy hosted it? So, speaking of which, if you don't know what we're talking about, Defy is an independent wrestling promotion in Seattle, which is getting bigger and bigger by the month.
It's had a lot of good talent.
It's
every month.
Me and Tyler, when we went there, in 2017. We happened to be walking down in downtown Seattle, and we came across a poster with John Morrison's face on it. And we decided to go to this wrestling event. It had John Morrison there. It had Matt Riddle there. Swerve, or Killshot from Lucha Underground, who's now in NXT. Jeff Cobb and what's her name? Morrison's wife.
I don't know.
I forgot her name, but it's a good show, dude. So if you're ever in the Seattle area or if you live in Seattle, check out Defy. If you live there and you are a wrestling fan, you probably already know that they exist. So, but yeah, if you're ever in the Seattle area, check out Defy Wrestling. They also perform in Portland. They also, and I think sometimes they go down to California. But yeah, Fight for the Fallen was okay. I mean, I really hope that, well, first off, before we stop talking about AEW real quick, that venue was dope. I like that venue. that venue had a good atmosphere. Like, the Khans know what they're doing when it comes to their venues, that's for sure. I think their goal in the next 2 to 3 years is to build up to having a show in the stadium that they own. So,
yeah,
I think that that's a pretty good goal for them to try to do. 2, 3, maybe even 4, 5. Maybe if it's a 5-year goal, dude, they could, if they've got 60,000 people in queue, that almost fills their stadium right there.
Yeah.
So I do think that All Out is going to be their WrestleMania, and one day it will probably be in that stadium. If all goes well.
If all out goes well.
Yeah. Which, that card looks like it's pretty stacked. They got the AEW Championship match. Chris Jericho versus Hangman Page.
Jericho wins. That's who I'm going for.
Yeah. Yeah. They got the tag championships, don't they? Mm-hmm. The Bucks versus the Bros. Who else is going to be on that card?
The Lucha Bros versus the Bucks of Youth in a ladder match.
Yeah. Maybe Pac might come out. You never know.
Well, now that he is not. He's no longer the, was it Dragon Gate?
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
There's another big one for All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, dude. Moxley.
Moxley versus, who's he wrestling? Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega, that's right.
In a street fight.
So
that's going to be a slobber knocker.
Yep, that is going to be a slobber knocker. But yeah, what a venue.
Want to talk about the other big piece of news for All Out Weekend?
Oh, yeah. CM Punk is going to be at StarCast 3.
Don't talk to me about wrestling.
Yeah,
don't. But I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be at StarCast.
I'm going to be there with hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of wrestling fans are going to be.
I really don't think he's going to be All Elite. I just think he's doing it like he did the pro wrestling tease last year, the meet and greet. I just think he's doing the meet and greet and leaving. I really feel like it's Chicago, and like he said, he just wants to meet some fans, and I really do think that that's all he's there for. I think that people are really far-fetched when every time he's doing something like that, they think he's coming back. I do not. I honestly, at this point, don't care if he does come back, really. Like, he's either going to come back, or he's not. Like, and yeah, I might get excited if it does happen, but right now, dude, it's just like, it's so overdone, and it's every fucking few months now that they think that there's a new fucking CM Punk going somewhere article. It's just, it's number one, exhausting, and two, it's just like, it never happens. So, like, there's no reason for me to believe that he's going to turn up there now, like, you know? So, what is your take on that, buddy?
On what?
On CM Punk.
I don't think he's going to do it, at least not for a couple more years, if they even convince him to do it. I agree with a lot of people saying they should just throw the checkbook at that dude. I feel like Punk should be motivated to do it, because that's going to stick it to Vince and Triple H more than anything. You really want a chance to take WWE to the ground and get them to their lowest point they've ever been, ratings-wise and fan attendance-wise and just overall popularity? Punk, do you think Punk could do for AEW what Hogan did for WCW?
Yeah, I really do.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that dude could draw at least 4 or 5 million.
A week?
While he's having a run there, but you already know he's going to be part-time, so.
I mean, him part-time is the champion. Would you have him be the world champion?
I feel like if he was world champion, he's the kind of guy that would be there every week. But while he's not, I don't see him being there every week. So I wouldn't say he'd do it every week, but I'd see every time he's on TV, he gets at least 3 or 4.
Who'd you have a feud with?
I wouldn't mind seeing him wrestle Omega. Moxley would be another good one for him.
I don't think they wrestle too much in WWE. More throwaway matches.
Yeah. I mean, like, he did spots with the Shield, like,
but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't, yeah.
But no, I feel like he's I wouldn't mind seeing him wrestle Pac, mate, honestly. But we'll see how I'd
like to see Punk and MJF.
Yes, yes, another good one, man.
If you want brilliant television,
the best in the world versus the salt of the earth. It's gonna be good, man. I'm excited for Lily, but I just hope they pull it off, man.
One of my favorite troll comments I've ever seen on an All Elite post is some dick was like, "They should have Jim Cornette manage MJF when Vince signs him."
Yeah.
He's brilliant. That's the race in the hole, in my opinion, for a top talent.
I saw a post on the Behind the Curtain group that I thought was a troll, but it really wasn't. And this person says, All Elite isn't all that great. They're not even having a reunion show.
All Elite?
And this person was not trolling. I went through all the comments, and he was literally arguing why WWE is way better because they're having a reunion show and AEW isn't. And AEW has only had 3 shows.
You sure that's not a kayfab news?
No, that was an actual post by an actual person in that group.
That's not good.
It made me press the unjoin group button. I'm no longer a group fan there.
In what?
And Behind the Curtain, because of that one post.
You left?
Yeah. I'm like, well, if these are the kind of people that are in your fucking group, I'm not a part of this. I don't want to be a part of that. I run a fucking podcast, and people on the same fucking group that I'm on think that AEW can't, it's shit because they can't have a reunion show.
So, business between you and me, we're going to have to figure out how much we're going to pay, because it looks like there's a tiered version coming out for the network.
Oh, I'm getting the top one. How much is it? Like $25 a month?
It doesn't look like they're saying right now.
So
It'll be developed over the next few years. It's supposed to take like this year.
Well, I'm getting the top tier. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna watch the best wrestling and have the access to the most wrestling.
Yeah, Raw and SmackDown, the tickets aren't selling well for MSJ.
All right, then, folks. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be discussing the great world of wrestling video games and all the joy it has brought us through our life. So stick around, and we'll be right back. Alright, folks, so we are back and we are going to be discussing wrestling video games, which, you know, me and the Oracle, we're both a couple of video game players, and we've been playing wrestling video games probably since we were like 4 or 5 years old.
2 or 3 for me.
Yeah, like, we've been playing a lot of wrestling video games over the years. Yeah? Yeah?
I had bigger cousins who let me play their games.
The first ever wrestling game that I ever played was the original wrestling game on the NES. And my Uncle Paul had an Atari and he had a Nintendo. And at the time, my parents were, or my mother, was too poor to get me a good system, so I just played those ones. So the first ever wrestling game I ever played was original wrestling on the NES. And I love it to this day, and I have it still in my collection. And I think I already know what the Oracle's favorite wrestling video game is, and I think it's a staple.
Pro Wrestling on the NES is on the Switch Online service too.
That's not bad.
So that's the only good wrestling game you'll see on the Switch.
Yeah, because 2K
18
sucked. It was a terrible port. That was it.
Yeah, it ran really slow. No frames per second. It couldn't keep up with the demand of 4 wrestlers. The only way you could really play that game is 2. Well, I think the first wrestling game I played was probably for the Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and those were kind of bad. The only one I liked was the one made with Midway, where it was Mortal Kombat-esque. Perfect timing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about all the background noises, folks. We're actually on a walk with the dogs. And this segment isn't going to be particularly long, so we just, you know.
The best one is No Mercy for the 64, in my opinion. But then Here Comes the Pain and Shut Your Mouth.
Yeah.
Are equally good.
Those two are my favorite.
Well, Here Comes the Pain had Purple Gloved Undertaker.
Yeah.
But in Shut Your Mouth, you could roam backstage. Gameplay was about the same, too.
Yeah, come on.
They're remastering Here Comes the Pain, allegedly.
Really? They got to be taking out Benoit, then? And a bunch of other people.
They probably still
don't have the rights to the likeness.
It's going
to
be all the new people. It's just going to play as Here Comes the Pain.
That's dope. I wouldn't mind that. They should do that with No Mercy.
Yeah, the AKI engine. I'm sure that wouldn't even cost much.
I mean, what is it? Is it WrestleMania 2000? It's the same engine. And WCW?
Yeah, because THQ turned heel on WCW and signed with Vince McMahon. I really liked... It's a Capcom game. It's like called Saturday Morning Super Slam or some shit.
Yeah.
It's a great game for the Super Nintendo. It plays like a... Kind of like a Street Fighter Pro Wrestling game.
Yeah.
That game's fun. I also... Another great series in general is Fire Pro Wrestling.
I like Legends of Wrestling on the PlayStation 2 as well.
My favorite of all time was Showdown.
On Legends of Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in my top 5 favorite games of all time.
Hulk Hogan on it, Iron Sheik.
Owen Hart.
Jerry Lawler.
Yeah. Sabu. A
lot of good wrestlers.
Blue Demon.
Yeah, Blue Demon Jr.
I think Mil Máscaras is in it too.
Nugget, come on.
That's just a great game in general because the gameplay is really solid and fluid.
Yeah,
I agree. I liked it.
I agree.
I liked it a lot. I liked SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 and 8 specifically for General Manager mode. I just like General Manager mode. I liked only doing 2008 even though it was more clunky.
Yeah.
Because I'd like being ECW. And pretending I was that little third promotion trying to be better than Raw and SmackDown, because I would eventually do it.
Yeah.
I'd have most of my roster be none but creative people, and all the popularity starts at 20.
That's how I sort of do it on 2K, because my WWE is sort of like GM mode without all the fucking
ratings.
You know, ratings and all the tasks you can make people do. Like, really, all you can do is run ins.
I like GM mode because people would even bitch about not getting a championship shot.
Yeah.
Or they'd want to switch brands, or they feel like they were worth more money. They'd at least had some aspect of human emotion through the business side of it.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't that in depth.
I think the PlayStation 2, not only being one of the best systems, if not the best system of all time,
yeah,
had the best wrestling games. And like, Here Comes the Pain, SmackDown versus Raw.
I think it went up all the way to 2011.
Yeah.
For the PS2. I think 12 was strictly next gen. I don't recall 12. I know 12 was on the Wii.
Yeah.
Which I own. I liked the WWE games on the Wii. They were pretty faithful to the actual counterparts, except motion controls. You ever play the DS versions of the SmackDown versus Raw games?
No, but I played the PSP versions of them.
Very faithful to the console.
Yeah.
Just dumbed down graphics, and the crowds were terrible looking, but I don't play for the crowds. The game was great. That's why if you notice, I've been buying games for the PSP even though I don't own one.
Yeah.
So when I buy a PSP, I'll have, look, a golf course, Dan. You ready to play?
This is the one I want to get a membership at, but I still need to figure out how much it costs.
You just want to play it once, don't you?
Yeah. Just once and I'd be okay.
Here's your dad's old car.
Yeah, I know. And Joey Diaz's car. The car he drives.
Uncle Coco.
Yeah.
Did you ever play WWF? What was it? Warzone? Where you're in the cars? Crash Zone?
Yeah.
Did you ever play that one?
Yeah. Did you ever play Simpsons Wrestling?
Simpsons Wrestling is really terrible. I'll still buy it to own it specifically because it's on the PlayStation 2. But.
And it's Simpsons.
Huh?
And it's Simpsons.
and it's The Simpsons, and I just genuinely love The Simpsons. If 1UP releases that Simpsons arcade, I'm buying it.
Are they doing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Four people can play at the same time, so I'm probably going to cop one next year.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. I need that in my life, Sonny boy.
Yeah.
I wish they'd hopefully... I wish they could release a wrestling one, but all the old arcade games were WWF.
Yeah, they were.
I don't think I've ever seen a WWE arcade game.
No. I mean, like, they put some semi-decent what could be arcade games on like the phones and the iPads and shit.
I like WWE Immortals.
That's the one where it was like Mortal Kombat, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's made by the people of Mortal Kombat too.
Yeah.
Especially the people that made the Mortal Kombat mobile versions, which are really fun.
Yeah.
I like the Batman mobile games too. I could play as Batman Beyond.
That's dope.
That was my first fucking taste of that. But we'll get into that on the video game podcast I'm trying to launch at some point soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Dude.
Come on.
Did you like... I kind of wanted to start playing Supercard again. But it looks like they got too deep. It looks like it's too far gone. Like, I won't be able to keep up and know what's going on.
That's what I mean.
I've been off the game, no pun intended, for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's a good series. I mean, people who weren't even into WWE were playing it. Like, our neighbor Debo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing it.
And he wasn't into wrestling too much?
No.
Wasn't a bad game.
No. What about the 2K games? What's your favorite? Because I think 2K...
14?
14 is the best.
2K14?
Yeah.
I only wish they did it on next-gen consoles. I don't care. I'm still going to buy it. I'm going to get the blind version like you have.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a reversible cover.
Which was the best one.
Yeah.
Had great gameplay, had a great roster. Purple Undertaker, had Goldberg for the first time forever, had the Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man. Had a great fucking roster.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
On the PSP version of, I think, 2007, you could have Jake the Snake as an exclusive on the PSP and transfer him over to the PS2 version.
Right.
A little fun tidbit for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, the 2K games, though, they remind me too much of, like, Madden games, where they just change, like, one thing and re-release it every year.
I wish it'd be periodical and they would just have DLC wrestlers.
Well, for 1 year, there wasn't even, like, a story mode. And they figured out that was dumb, but...
Oh, because they wanted it to strictly be universe mode.
Which is dumb.
I would prefer they would do it in the shut your mouth, here comes the pain kind of way, where if you want shit to be random, dude, I don't mind reading text.
Yeah. I don't mind reading text either.
And you can just have the cutscenes be all shoddy and Kevin Dunn-like, like they did in Here Comes the Pain, like it was quick, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't need to look like an actual storyline's taking place. Like, I don't mind it looking a little flashy like a comic book. I don't know. They should just bring back GM mode. Because that mode had no cutscenes, really. It was a screen, and you read stuff, and that was it.
Yeah.
You pressed buttons, and results happened. Fantasy booking. Wrestling fans like wrestling booking, just like people like fantasy football.
That's right.
Fantasy baseball. People pay thousands of dollars for fantasy FIFA, which is what EA is doing, which is disgusting. But that's a whole other story for a whole other...
I know.
Whole other podcast.
That being said, do you think AEW is going to have a game?
Yeah. We talked about that a bunch, because Kenny and CEO and Ginobili.
Yeah. Who do you think they should hire to make it?
I'd try to find whoever owns the rights to the AKI engine, which is what No Mercy and WCW versus NWO was on.
Do they have a modern version of that?
Yeah, it was called Def Jam, and it was a bunch of rappers.
Of that,
it's the same exact gameplay with rappers, but it wasn't called wrestling. It was like Def Jam Vendetta or something.
Oh, yeah.
You played that?
Yeah. All the Def Jam.
It played just like No Mercy. But it was more modern, and the graphics were better. And just, I don't know who the fuck most of the people were. I think they had some ICP people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should make an all-elite game. I'd play the fudge out of it.
Yeah, me too. They have a good roster, so. And they already have video game connections, so I don't see the reason not to.
Yeah, you can fight in the CEO Championships in Mortal Kombat 11.
You can.
Which is awesome. Mortal Kombat 11 is another game I need for Switch. I've been thinking about getting that instead of Mario Maker.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I just like the idea of Mario Maker because the road trip.
Yeah.
I just want to buy one more good game before the road trip.
Yeah, I agree. And like with Smash, you already have a fighting game.
A damn good one. I like Smash Bros.
You have Odyssey?
Not yet.
But you've already played it.
I haven't beat it, but I got a good idea of what the game's about, and it's brilliant, honestly.
Go beat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her. She played a lot on Tom's?
Yeah, she did.
It's wonderful.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing the AKI.
There's been so many Mario sports games, and not once has Mario stepped in the ring. Apparently, Nintendo thinks pro wrestling's too violent.
They had Mike Tyson punch out. Right.
Yeah.
Boxing on the Wii, so what the fuck are they talking about? Like,
well, they just think for their Nintendo properties, their main Nintendo properties, to be slamming each other on chairs and shit.
Well, you don't need fucking extreme rules, man.
And pile drivers and power bombs and.
I could definitely see fucking Bowser versus Mario in the ring.
You know they have an NBA Jam 1-Up arcade?
Do they really?
Yeah, it's dope looking. I would totally buy that too. NBA Jam's the arcade game that I'd want in my house.
I wouldn't mind WWF pinball machine.
It's one of the very few sports games I'd allow in my personal arcade. Because it's not necessarily a sports game.
I wouldn't mind having the
1-Up tee?
The golden tee, yeah.
The golden tee one?
WWF pinball machine.
Yeah, I'd want one. I'd totally get one.
I love pinball, so I wouldn't mind a WWF pinball machine.
Me either. Would you get like an Elvis one or a Beatles one or a Stones one?
Yeah, absolutely. Pinball machines are just expensive, bro.
Some are like 3 to 5 G's, sometimes more, 8 to 10.
Bro, what we really need to get is the Mario chairs.
Mario chairs?
The ones that you...
The Mario Karts?
Yeah, the Mario Kart arcade machines.
Yeah, dude. I've always wanted those. That's why I want to go to Boomers when we're in San Francisco.
We should emulate them and put the wrestling carton game on it. We really should.
We should figure out how to fuck with arcade machines and try to have one that's a pure emulator. I can play like Nintendo games, whatever game that can make it.
I bet you all we'd have to do is look up some YouTube videos on how to do it.
Because that'd be cool playing like old wrestling games on those.
Yeah, it really would.
Can you imagine playing No Mercy?
It'd be great.
It'd be hard as fuck.
Come on, buddy.
I've always wanted... If I could have a display case for two systems, it'd be for a 64 and a PS2.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands down.
I wouldn't mind a NES display case.
A NES display case? Yeah.
But they don't exist.
Yeah, you can make one.
You could make one, but... I would also wouldn't mind the GameCube one. Because that's
how... Those were
why.
Cool. Those were
yeah,
cool.
Dude, my local...
McDonald's?
In England, the game shop we had is just called Game. And that's what they had there for like 7 years of my childhood. They had that, and right next to it, they had the Nintendo DS display stand.
Oh, that sounds fun. Was it the fat DS or the DS Lite?
No, the fat one.
Ah, the OG big brick. The big brick boys. The big brick boys.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind having a display case for the PlayStation 2 or the GameCube, honestly.
A lot of the wrestling games, the WWF ones, on the Game Boy Advance felt a lot like the Super Nintendo ones.
Yeah.
How they played and...
I didn't play a lot of handheld wrestling games, honestly.
I did a lot. Fire Pro Wrestling's the best one for Game Boy Advance.
Yeah,
not a lot of good wrestling games for the DS, but they exist and they're fun. They're very different. They're more like mini games.
Yeah, I didn't really play any handheld wrestling games until the PSP.
Like I said, very faithful. Felt like the actual game.
Yeah.
Played like the actual game. Looked like the actual game.
That's right. Well, any last thoughts on wrestling video games?
My legs are tired.
All right then, folks. Well, I think we're going to wrap up our podcast there for this week. Tune in next week. I'm sure we'll have some new and interesting topics to talk about. Special thanks to the folks at Anchor. And until next time, this has been Tyler the Oracle and Dan the Hooligan. And we're signing off.
Peace.